What can I do for you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm having a problem, not with the 24-hour plan within itself, but when planning out my food, because if there's any deviations, then I feel like that I've completely blown it. And so what I've started to do is just plan it in my head. And then if I have to make a change, I don't feel like I've blown it. Surely, I'm not the only person that
no.
Have you had this before?
Oh, my God, yes. And you know what? Okay. And this is what I want you to hear. So you have a deviation from your plan, right?
Yes.
This is our actual circumstance. When it's written down on paper, you say, I've blown it. When it's just in your head, you ignore it.
Yes.
So when you're ignoring it and you're not beating yourself up.
I ignore it.
Yeah, that feels much better. So is the fix to quit planning or to change the relationship you have with yourself?
I have to change my thought is what I have to change.
Yes. So that is what
I'm
the
not
whole...
quite sure how to do that.
So what you do is you start working with the thought, I've blown it, and we do something different. Because what's happening right now is I've blown it, feels terrible. The action is quit planning. Guess what? You blow every opportunity to solve overeating. If you don't have data, you can't solve for anything. The other thing that happens is you blow the opportunity to work on the relationship with yourself. Because what we really want is for you to keep getting triggered every single time you overeat. Your work is to be triggered to think I've blown it and redirect your mind to the new thought. When you stop planning, you stop triggering your opportunity to beat yourself up and redirect to not doing that anymore. You're taking away the opportunity to learn how to show up for you.
Okay. And another problem is I think that my plan has to be pretty and neat. That so if I start scratching something out and substituting it, it just freaks me out. And I know it's
that
not
doesn't
the plan,
freak you out. What freaks
what
you out? So if we have so now we have scribbled plan. This is going to be the exact same solve. Okay.
Okay.
So scribbled plan. I'm going to tell you right now, if you saw mine, you might have a heart attack. I'd send you over the edge because mine's awful. My handwriting. Oh my God. If y'all ever saw my planners, y'all would just be like, how do you even read your shit? So, well, look, I have a scribble right here in your model.
Yes.
Scribble plan.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Because it's my fault. So now we have the feeling of freak out.
Yes. That it's not perfect now.
Right. That comes back to that thought about the scribble. It's not the scribble causing it. So I want you to watch the video so that you can kind of see that you're trying to sneak it in that feelings are caused by circumstances, not by your thoughts about yourself. So the problem becomes if you don't use your planner, you don't have any more freakouts that you trigger and then redirect your brain to not freak out so that you start building a better bond with yourself.
Okay.
That's what most people do is that they don't want to go through the, I'm not perfect, this is wrong, whatever, you know, whatever thoughts coming up in the thought line that you don't like that causes a feeling you don't like. And what people typically do is like, oh, okay, so if I'm going to beat myself up and do all these things, what I'll do is I'll take out the stimulus for that rather than changing the relationship to yourself.
Okay.
And in order to change the relationship for yourself, you have to have the stimulus that causes the old model to start and then redirect to, oh, wait, scribbles are okay. I forgot. That has nothing to do with me as a human being.
Okay.
Like,
and now,
go ahead.
Now, what happens if I need or want to make a change? Is that absolutely no?
It depends. You have to like your reason.
Okay. All right.
So this is where we get in for perfectionists, where we have to get into, it's not black and white. So let's say, give me an example of when you want to change something. Do you have a
recent example? Yes. I was going to eat a light dinner, and I was going to have some almonds and cheese and fruit, but now I'm craving. Butter and jelly.
Almonds, cheese. Oops.
And fruit.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you're having a craving for peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, on toast with a cup of milk.
Why? Why do you want to eat that over this?
I think it sounds good to me, and I also did 5 miles, and I think I just want those carbohydrates. I'm not sure.
Okay.
The food sounds good.
Okay, food, that sounds good. So it's almond, cheese, and fruit.
Yes.
But I want PB&J. All right, so this is going to be our circumstance.
Okay.
So... when you think it sounds good, how do you feel?
Yes.
So how do you feel?
I feel fine about it. I think it's a good swap.
Okay. But there's like, what does the feeling come up when you think, when you're thinking about food in general and you're eating because it sounds good?
Because I have a really bad sweet tooth. And so, the jelly on the peanut butter will calm that down.
Oh, so we're really wanting to calm our sweet tooth down.
I guess we are. now that you mentioned it, I guess we are, yes.
Okay, so it sounds good. This is a really good catch for all of you. Like, why does it sound good? Because it will calm down my sweet tooth.
Yes.
Now,
I love the hell out of you, by the way.
Thank you. How does that feel?
Yeah. It feels like truth.
Okay. But does it feel let me offer you some feelings. Sensible, relieving, okay.
Relieving.
It's a good one. All right. I'm totally misspelling that. All right. So we're going to say when we're relieving, we're probably swapping foods out.
Yes.
For our wants and desires.
Yes.
And the result is we calm down weight loss.
Oh, it calms it down, you think?
Let me tell you why.
All right.
Think about weight loss in general. And if the behaviors that I'm trying to teach you guys is being more like deliberate. And so like when you planned almonds, cheese, and fruit, it was probably a version of you this morning who had your goals in mind.
My best self plans.
Yes. Who's planning when they're planning based on their sweet tooth? Their best self?
That's not my best self.
That's why we look at it and we examine our reasoning. Now,
okay.
That's why you want, because you're like, okay, do I want to establish the habit of swapping food out because I'm afraid of my sweet tooth? I need to calm down my sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to give in. I want to be the kind of person who routinely swaps out for wants and desires versus someone who eats what they planned and then delays a PB&J till tomorrow. Like it's kind of just looking at it more from a bigger upper level and then deciding, that's what I mean by like your reason. Now, let's say that your reason had nothing to do with your sweet tooth. Say your reason was just literally like, you know, some days of the week I plan for PB&J and sometimes I plan for almonds and blah, blah, blah. I planned that this morning, but to me that's an, like, if you like legit felt like, you know, and that's an equal swap and there was nothing else going on in the background,
mm-hmm.
then that would be a whole nother model. It's like, do we want to become the kind of person who makes equal swaps? Yes, that's okay. We like our reasoning for that. But the reason why we want to just dig in a little when we're switching things uh-huh. around is just make sure that the version of you who's trading things is it's creating the thought pattern and the habit of thinking around food that you want to continue on with.
Okay.
So what we know is you're going to eat almonds, cheese, and fruit because we don't like our reason.
All right. I got it.
And you're going to do some work on, like, oh my God, it feels so, like, I'm so glad that Krim pointed out, like, I think calming my sweet tooth down, like, that my sweet tooth can be rowdy. It feels true.
Yes.
But it's literally just sentences in my head about food. None of them are true unless I keep them on repeat.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is good. We got a lot of traction in three little things.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
You're so welcome. All right.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you as a VIP in May.
I was going to ask you when you said 5 miles. I was like, I bet she's DSB.
Yes. 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 I sure am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
I'm very proud of you. I can't wait to see you then.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.